Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Applying the Golden Rule. Like many of my fellow Santa Claritians, I'm still musing over the dreadful events that occurred at a local high school not that long ago, where a lone gunman shot and killed two of his fellow students, as well as injuring two others before taking his own life. The phrase humankind does seem to be an oxymoron, as the heart of the issue does seem to be the human heart. I recently wrote about the fact that the second highest cause of death for today's employee is homicide. Can you believe it? The first being transportation accidents related to the workplace. I was listening to a song by the band Mercy Me this past weekend called Crazy Enough. And one of the lyrics asked the profound question, quote, "Call me crazy, but what if we learn to love each other, treating them as you first would treat yourself," end quote. The simplicity of this lyric hit me between the eyes. Can you imagine a world where each of us actually did apply the golden rule? There'd be no school shootings, no lying, no theft, no adultery, no divorce, no rape, no murder. Now that would make Awesome Town awesome. Can you imagine in the workplace if co-workers treated other co-workers in a manner they themselves would want to be treated? Imagine what that would do to workplace collegiality. Imagine when in conflict at work, we sought the needs of another and not just our own interests. What would it be like if a department truly did work as a team and had a vision bigger than self-interest? Now that would truly make it a great place to work. Imagine how an organization would function if employees at all levels treated the financial resources of their employer as if it was their own money. Imagine what that would do to assets, expenses, income, liabilities, and shareholders' equity. If more senior leaders treated their direct reports in a way they themselves would like to be treated, they'd literally be turning the organizational pyramid upside down. How wonderful would it be if those in the greatest positions actually did see themselves as being of service to the lower levels rather than being so self-serving? Talking of serving, what about customer service? Wouldn't you agree with me at the heart of poor customer service is when you as the consumer felt you weren't treated how you believe you should have been treated? Why can't we apply the golden rule consistently? What is it that's so deep down within our DNA that causes all these problems between human beings? It seems that we really are just fallible, imperfect individuals. We're not all as bad as we could be, and we're obviously not all as good as we should be. To lift our spirits, my wife and I decided to go and watch the feel-good movie A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood about the life of Fred Rogers. Surely he was a perfect human being. Well, it seems he wasn't, as what I found very haunting about the movie was the closing scene where Mr. Rogers banged all of the keys on the piano, which was one of his ways of dealing with the anger and frustration that he often felt inside. So even Mr. Rogers, it seemed, had a heart condition. My hope is that as leaders, team supervisors, co-workers, and consumers, we rhetorically just bang all the keys on the piano in solace now and again to vent our frustration rather than shoot, stab, cut, slash, pierce, hit, kick, beat, and shove people, which according to the latest Bureau of Labor Statistics report, some of us are very guilty of. My hope for the Thanksgiving that's just passed here in the United States is that we would see more of the kindness put back into human kindness. Yes, that would indeed make a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.